Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 5th, 2021. This morning I will talk about attitudes about prayer. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, beloved Son, Holy Spirit, thank you for allowing us to enter into your presence to pray and for being present in our daily lives. Illumine our minds, consecrate our hearts. Help us to be fully present with each other and with you in prayer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Mark 14, verse 36, we read, "And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but your will be done." The Lord's Prayer radically changed the disciples' attitude about prayer. To understand how much attitudes had to change, think about how a first-century Jew would view Jesus' prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, we metaphorically enter the city of Jerusalem, go through ritual purification to the outer courts of the temple, step into the holy place, and pull back the veil of the Holy of Holies. Then, at the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, we put on the ephod of the high priest and begin to pray, not to Yahweh, but to Daddy. Talk about radical. If this metaphor for prayer seems far-fetched, consider Paul's last trip to Jerusalem. He arrived in the city in the company of fellow believers, that is, Gentiles, probably Greeks from Corinth. Then, when he entered the temple, a riot broke out as Jews who had seen him in the city accused Paul of bringing a Gentile into the temple. Paul escaped with his life from this riot only because the Roman guards rescued him. This story underscores the point that it was unthinkable to a Jew that anyone could enter God's presence, especially in the temple, without proper cleansing, preparation, and authority. What is your attitude in prayer? Are you reverent or cavalier in approaching God? Although the temple veil was torn when Christ died on the cross, God is still holy and we can approach the mercy seat only by the invitation of Christ. Respecting God's boundaries is an important step in approaching prayer. "Be holy because I am holy," says the Lord God. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.